This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications, brought to you in part by the New Mexico Municipal League and by Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe. The three Democratic candidates for governor weren't the only ones to get a TV debate in Albuquerque. The six candidates for the 1st Congressional District, the Albuquerque District, also met in front of the cameras. Last Friday, Damon Martinez, a former USR attorney for New Mexico, met Pat Davis, Albuquerque City Councilor, former UNM law professor Antoinette Cedillo Lopez, Deb Holland, former State Democratic Party Chair, and Paul Moya, CEO of Millennial Labs, along with Damian Lara, lawyer and former congressional staffer. They got on the stage at KOAT-TV. More after this from the New Mexico Municipal League.
Hi. I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be, a better New Mexico through better cities.
Former U.S. Attorney Damon Martinez took most of the questions and at one point said, quote, "I didn't realize I was so popular," end quote. There were a lot of questions about law enforcement in the International District during his time as U.S. Attorney. He was also asked if he was fired by President Trump. Martinez responded by saying he was proud of his accomplishments while U.S. Attorney and that he and 45 others in his position had been forced out by Trump. Journal senior editor Kent Waltz and KOAT anchor Shelley Ribondo and Doug Fernandez asked questions, as did the candidates themselves. More after this. The question of Martinez about enforcement in the International District came from City Councilor Pat Davis, who asked about operations under Martinez. He says they arrested a disproportionate number of African Americans and low-level offenders. Martinez said the operation came since Albuquerque at the time was facing very high numbers of violent crime and said he didn't do it for press conferences, but for justice. Deb Holland, the former Democratic Party chair, said she would be the only enrolled Native American woman in Congress and would bring a different perspective. She also said in this era of Trump, we need strong new voices. Retired law professor Antoinette Cedillo Lopez said she didn't start out to be a politician, but was drawn by the need to confront Trump. Damian Lara said having grown up pulling potatoes, he would be an antidote to Trump. And Paul Moya, CEO of Millennial Labs, said his business experience would be a real benefit and said he was someone who could get things done. Pat Davis, who ran the ad with the foul language, said that he's attracting attention as the gay former police officer who's taking on the NRA. Final words after this from Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe.
Hey, New Mexico. For years, Santa Fe's Gallery Ethnica has been supplying museums and fine galleries all over the globe with folk art, furniture, and collectibles from nearly 50 countries. Our new 3,000-square-foot outlet store in Santa Fe has products and art from exotic locales. Gallery Ethnica, 1301 Cerrillos Road at the corner of Baca.
It's interesting how they all say that they are the antidote or the solution for Donald Trump. Early voting is underway, and the actual election day is just a week and change from now. So if you haven't decided who you want in the primary, time is running short. Whoever wins on the 5th in this congressional race will meet Janice Arnold Jones, the Republican candidate in November. This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications. Stay connected.